few parents plan to get their babies and toddlers COVID vaccines. Democrats reach a deal on a healthcare and climate bill, and travel nurse wages are finally returning to normal. It's all coming up on today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily. It's Friday, July 29th, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in about 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York and Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia surprised everyone Thursday night by announcing they reached a deal on legislation called the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. The bill retains healthcare provisions to allow Medicare to negotiate prices for certain prescription drugs starting in 2023 and limits seniors' annual out-of-pocket spending on Part D prescriptions to $2,000. These provisions are expected to raise about $288 billion over the next 10 years. The deal also includes $64 billion to extend enhanced Affordable Care Act tax credits through 2025, avoiding rate notice increases right before midterm elections. The package also includes ambitious investments in climate action and pays for climate and healthcare provisions with tax increases on corporations. While several Democrats have announced support for the legislation, the party can't afford any holdouts with the razor-thin majority. If all Democrats get on board, this would allow the party to fulfill its longtime promise of lowering prescription drug prices. But it stopped short of some other major reforms that were proposed last year, including expanding Medicare coverage to include dental, vision, and hearing, and closing the Medicaid coverage gap. Last month, the Food and Drug Administration approved COVID vaccines for young kids under 5 years old. But after years of waiting for safe and effective vaccines for babies and toddlers, uptake has been disappointing. A Kaiser Family Foundation poll found that a shocking 43% of these parents are definitely not planning to vaccinate their kids. The most common reasons parents gave for not wanting to vaccinate are concerns about side effects and whether there's enough known about the safety of the vaccines. A tenth of parents told KFF they weren't worried about COVID-19. This isn't altogether surprising, as vaccine uptake for kids 5 to 11 was similar. Just about 40% of kids in that age group got the shots. These figures are concerning to pediatricians. While many cases of COVID in young children are mild, it's not predictable which kids will contract severe disease and end up hospitalized. After years of sky-high travel nursing pay, rates are starting to come back to more normal levels. During the height of COVID surges, rates were as much as 3 times normal levels, and some travel nurses boasted making up to $10,000 in a week. As large for-profit hospital operators indicated in their latest earnings reports, the large-scale demand for these nurses is starting to fall. HCA Healthcare's spending on contract labor fell 22% between April and June, and the company expects demand to continue to slow throughout the year. The 182 hospital system is also building a pipeline of nurses, opening up Galen College of Nursing's 8th school in North Carolina this year. The company acquired a majority share in Galen in 2020. Although travel nursing demand appears to be softening, two things are still true. The nursing shortage, which predates the pandemic, is far from over, and interest in travel nursing is growing. Publicly traded travel nursing firm Cross Country Healthcare estimates the travel nurse market will have doubled to 80,000 nurses in just 5 years.
Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.